Hey, everyone. Welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be back.
Always good to have you here. Today, we're going to be looking at something that I think a lot of our listeners are going to find pretty interesting.
Definitely relevant.
Yeah, California's new Fair Work Week law.
Yeah, it's a big one.
We've got some excerpts here from an article called California's Fair Work Week Law, How Employers Can Stay Compliant.
Catchy title.
It is. And so what we want to do today is really unpack this law.
Absolutely. Break it down.
Figure out what it means for, well, really all of us, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're an employee, whether you're an employer, this is going to have some impact.
For sure. Huge implications.
So let's just jump right in.
Yeah, let's get into it.
First of all, what is this Fair Work Week law?
So at its core, it's all about trying to give employees in certain industries more predictable and stable work schedules.
Okay, so certain industries, this isn't for everybody.
Right. It's not a blanket law. It applies to a specific list of industries.
I see.
Things like retail, food service, healthcare.
Industries where you have a lot of shift work.
Exactly. And it's important to point out that this is a California law.
Right. So obviously applies to businesses operating in California.
Yep. And something to keep in mind if you're thinking of expanding your business there.
For sure. So it's about predictability, you said.
Yeah. Predictable scheduling is kind of the buzzword here. And it's pretty intuitive. I mean, imagine knowing your schedule weeks in advance.
Oh, that would be a dream. No more last minute scrambling.
Exactly. No more stressful calls about covering someone's shift. You can actually plan your life, you know, doctor's appointments, family time, even just grabbing a coffee with a friend.
It makes a huge difference just knowing.
Totally. And this law actually lays out the specifics. Like, employees have the right to know their schedules at least 14 days in advance.
Oh, 14 days. That's pretty significant.
It is. It really gives employees a chance to, well, just breathe and plan accordingly.
So it sounds like a win for employees, for sure. But does it create any headaches for employers?
Well, it does introduce some new challenges, for sure, particularly when it comes to things like managing staffing levels and making sure you're covered during busy periods.
I can imagine.
But, you know, there might actually be some hidden benefits for employers, too.
Oh.
Like what? Well, think about it this way. If you have happier employees, you probably have less turnover.
Makes sense.
And if your employees are less stressed about their schedules, who knows? Maybe they're more productive, too.
So potentially a win-win.
It could be, yeah. But there are definitely some things employers need to be aware of in terms of compliance, like meticulous record keeping is going to be super important.
Right. Got to be able to show you're following the rules.
Absolutely. And I think it also raises some broader questions about the nature of work itself.
How so?
Well, you know, we're seeing more and more industries relying on things like gig work or even automation.
Right. The whole future of work thing.
Exactly. So how does a law like this fit into that evolving landscape?
That's a great point.
It really makes you think.
It does. And I think it's something for our listeners to consider, too. If this kind of law were to expand nationwide, how would it impact different sectors, different types of work?
Yeah, what would the ripple effects be?
Lots to ponder there.
Definitely. Food for thought.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
As always, a pleasure. And to all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us. Keep those brains buzzing. See you next time.